לימוד שלי של רפואה, רב שלום סן, שמעון מחלוף בן מרים ורדה, and his wife דניאלה בת זהבה, and their children, נחמן ומרים ודניאלה, רפואה שלמה, זה השם, של your good news, and I should have, you know she's 9 months pregnant, so I think they're planning on taking the baby out, the baby's healthy inside. Not such a bad condition.
There's a lot of food downstairs for my shiva.
Whoever wants to eat, there's a good food I ate already downstairs in the
base
of Medrash. Yeah. Amen. One second, Kenishti. Ken. אני מוסר שיעור, סליחה, אני מוסר שיעור. שלום לכל. כן, טוב. שיעור only good news, עד השם, from everyone. So we're learning על הלכות של הלוואה, the laws of taking a loan, giving a loan. So it says like this. By the way, also... Ezra's mother-in-law, she passed away this morning. Her name is Tamu Bat Aliyah. She's really doing Nishmat. He's not going to be here next week. She's a very elderly lady. She's over 90 years old. So, Kavu Amar Ve'aloi Ve'neim Zman Epiron Alva'a Ve'lifnei Igia Zman תובע מלווה הפירעון הלוואה, והלווה טוען שכפרה לו, שמחה לו המלווה על החוב, אין הלווה נאמן. This is the Gemara, this is the Gemara in Babasra, in the beginning, דף ג' עמוד ב', later on, the Gemara says clearly, this halacha, that if someone takes a loan, and they have a set time that they're planning on paying, he's planning on paying him. And then, he comes in the middle of the time, the person who gave the loan comes giving pay me back. He says, "Well, I paid you already." We don't believe that he paid, because the Rish Lakish says a chazaka person does not pay his debt at time before his time, and halavai he'll pay them on time. That's the Rish Lakish. Those are the words of the Gemara. Yeah, he knows what he's talking about. Rish Lakish, and the halacha is Rish Lakish. The Gemara says so. That's halacha today also. So if someone claims within the time of the loan that he paid it up already, or the person who forgives him, or whatever, it doesn't work.
But if it's a receipt,
even if there's no, let's say there's no receipt, he lost it.
Well, he would have to prove that.
Obviously.
That he, if he's asking to pay me now, he has to prove that yeah. He was already paid.
Right.
I mean that he wasn't paid. Okay.
No, but if it's within the time. He doesn't have to prove that he was already paid.
The case again is he had a 30-day loan, let's say, and he comes in the middle and he says, "Pay me." Oh, and the other guy says, "No, I already paid." Right?
We don't trust him.
He'd have to show proof that he paid.
They paid. Right. If it's right after the time, then it's the opposite.
Really?
Yeah. Why?
Unless it's amigo, right?
Yeah. The test over there. I think more vital than the amigo at the end.
Well,
Kasubos
is mentioning similar stuff.
Right, yeah, Tess bring down the yeah. If it's after the time, he'll have to, and he says, "I paid," he has to make, or, right, and they trust him, he has to make a shvua. He has to swear, "I didn't take the money. Of course, I paid you, I didn't take the money, I didn't touch it, I paid you." Okay. Make an oath. Oath, you say? Shvua.
שטר שכתוב בו שהחוב ייפרע במשך 30 יום, במשך חצי שנה, קבלת פירעון של שיעורים בסכומים קטנים, כמוסכם מן המלווה והלו ו...
If there's a... These people didn't know how to write a nice shtar, and they wrote in the shtar, on the document, I took a loan from him of 5,000 shekels, and it's going to be paid in the next half a year. Okay. No, they put the date, but they didn't say it can be paid in the payments in the next half a year. But still, you can understand that it's for payments, and he has to pay for payments. He can't come at once and say, you have to pay me, or, and he can't say, go to payments.
Yeah.
A person, it says in the document, it's going to be paid in the next half year.
I see.
So, it means every week, every month, whatever. Now, if the loyve reshalem toch shavua achodesh usayim shazman reshalem atzav shavua achodesh, if the loyve promised, I'm paying you until the week of Parshas Beshalach. So the guy can't come on Sunday or Monday or on Tuesday or Wednesday or Thursday and say you have to pay me. No, it's in the week of Parshas Beshalach. Friday, a minute before Shabbos, that's the last time I have to pay. Because on Shabbos I can't pay. Or until, I'm going to pay you at Chodesh Adar. Doesn't mean Aleph Adar. So we have until the end of Adar that you have to pay. You want your money back in a certain date, so write down, I want my money back at this certain date. Don't say in a certain month. A certain month means a whole month. A certain day means a whole day also. Okay? You need your money in the morning, so say not later than Hey Shvat by noon. Then you know, you wrote down exactly when you want your money back. Okay, someone received a loan. Yeah? Yof. Even before he used the money, he is responsible for the money. It comes to his hand, gamarnu. Now, it's by him. You could, if you want, you can put your bank account, you can hang it as kishutim for the sukkah, whatever you want, you can do with it. It's your responsibility. Avad hakesef onignav. And if the money was, therefore, if the money was stolen or lost, ba'afilu ba'oines gomo, and even if it was a complete oines, meaning, echomim in English, it was definitely not his fault at all, still, he's responsible to pay it back. The Torah teaches this, he's chayav afilu ba'onsin, shor chayav afilu ba'onsin, shor is chayav even stuff that happened unexpectedly. And it wasn't his responsibility. There's only two ways to get rid of a debt. There's two ways. You always thought there's one way, right? To pay it, right? Now there's two ways. One, if you pay it up. Or a second one, if the guy says, I'm moichel you on the debt. Happens. Yeah, it happens. Says, I'm moichel you. Good. You're also good. You're out. Okay. Now, the date comes that a person he agreed with someone that he'll pay him back. You're not supposed to wait till the guy calls you new with my money. That you're supposed to go and confront him and give him the money, okay? Not you. You all only will be lenders. Never borrow. No. Never need to borrow. And even if the malveh, the person gave the loan, it seems like he forgot about the loan. The loyver's responsibility to go and remind him, remember the loan that I took from you 10 years ago? I still owe it to you. Kitzel, yeah. And even if many years pass, the malve is able, there's no, in Israel there's anything called chokit yashnut. Certain years pass, so you can't do anymore. Right. And Judaism, no such thing. You owe the person the money, you owe the money. I don't care why. Why does it make a difference if it took 10 years later so that he doesn't owe me the money? I start the document. What? Parfum Shmita. Yeah. That's a different story, right?
Did we say yet what the halakhas are of the lender to the borrower in terms of like chasing him down for the money? Not yet.
No, okay.
What
are
we allowed to do?
Okay. Here. That's the next paragraph. If the malve, someone heard him, or he himself knows for himself, but especially if someone heard him, he's saying, forget it, you know, who cares for that money. You can't come now and claim the money. You said it, Gamami, you gave it up. הגיע הזמן הפירעון ויש הרבה להחזיר עשו לכבוש המון חדור בידה ולמר לו לך ושוב ויש הפעם החודש טוב ומישהו אתה שוק כן, the time of payment, the paying up comes it's the איסור דאורייסה to keep the money under your hand it's called לא תעשוק it's the איסור of להעשוק I don't know
put the buy on delay in or to put the buy on in
what does that mean? לעשוק אותו. Basically, you kitsu. לעשוק is to take something from someone on a kid with
collateral? No.
No, you know what? I'll tell you an example. You're the only guy who sells vegetables in the area, and therefore, instead of selling a cucumber for 7 shekels a kilo, you're paying for 12 shekels a kilo. That's called the ashok. You're stealing everyone because they have no choice. They have to take from you. It's called the ashok. Ashok. Sometimes it's legal, the ashok, but it's still not
nice.
Monopoly?
Huh? That's also the ashok. You're saying you're over on that is sort of not, like, let's say, stealing or something.
That's stealing because you're planning on giving it to him. He didn't take anything from him. He gave it to you.
You're still planning on giving it to him. You're just delaying giving it to him. You're like, I don't want to give it to him tomorrow. I'll give it to him.
I need it still. Like this, like that.
Keep pushing them off.
Now, if a loyve doesn't have what to pay, unfortunately, he came, he thought he'll have a better situation, and he doesn't have. So don't call the guy and say, listen, soon I'm going to have this plan, and it's all shame, and we'll do this, and I'll do it. Don't tell him, listen, right now, the situation. I have some mechilat, I know it's not nice, or what can I do? I don't have money, I'm going to try to take a loan, try to do something. But don't lie to him and tell him what kind of bubble mice is to say, let's go to you. מלווה שהסכים להאריך את מועד פירעון החוב והגיע אותו זמן חייב הלווה לשלם את חובו ולא נמתין תביעה נוספת של המלווה. כן, טוב, אבי סבי. מי שיש עליו חובות לא ירבה מצדקות, יותר נפרד חובותיו. שמו לי על דץ, don't give a lot of צדקה before you pay your debts. והחייבים כספים, רשאי להוסיף בקשה שבת תפילה. Someone who owes money, he can add the prayer and שומע תפילה, the special prayer for פרנסה. Everyone can add it. לכן ברחמן, ברכת המזון, also you can add, השם help me pay all my debts.
And also, there's Parshas Haman, there's the tefillah for that also.
Right. This week is as good as the same on Tuesday. זה סי פרש דמן, שניים מקרא ואחד תרגום. תסגו לפעם, מנחם מנדל ורבינוב. זכר צדיק לברכה. זכר צדיק
לברכה.
We
say the
whole part, or we just say the part that I'm dealing with the man? Yeah, I'm in the city. Man, yeah. Now, Loibe, that passed away. Okay? And he owes money. His Yorshim are obligated to pay up their father. That's with the.
It was with his money.
His money, yeah.
His father's
and if not, even if they're not obligated, they'll do him a big favor if they do pay his debts.
Right.
I saw some people, I saw a notice many times. I saw, if anyone knows of any money that our father owes anyone, please contact us as soon as possible. We want to pay it. Hmm. I saw a few times, not quite once, I saw a lot of times. Yeah. Big chesed, do it in after, even if he doesn't have the money, people will do it. Because he doesn't have to come back here again. Oh. Now, regarding demanding the money back, yeah? You're now the lender, you want your money back. הגיע הזמן הפירעון. The time of payment comes. Rashai amavel itzvoa et chavo mibli lachshosh shem ha'en loy bekesef o nechassim sheyefshar lemochra. Bifrat kshenireh shaloy veshchach shegi hazman haperon. The malve, he has all the rights in the world to go and ask, demand his money from the loyve. And he doesn't have to think, oh, maybe he doesn't have money, maybe he has a situation. Especially if the guy probably forgot. Of course, you'll have to go and remind him, you owe me money, give me the money. And even if you know that he doesn't have cash, or he has properties, so sell your properties, So you're, I don't know, you're still the way. Give me money. I want my money. You can demand me the money back. Yeah. הגיע הזמן הפירעון, then הלויבה מזומנים. The time of payment came and the loyve doesn't have cash. חייב הוא במטלטלים. He's chayev to pay even with metatelim.
Movable objects.
Right? He can pay with them. He doesn't have to pay with money. And who will sell them? The Malvik will sell them. He works in a coffee company and he got a lot of coffee. Now he's getting. How much are you? 500 shekels? And by suddenly you see a Masaid coming, giving him a load. I don't want coffee. What am I doing with coffee?
Coffee has an expiration date. The money doesn't.
Yeah, sell it. Go to the Makola, sell it for whatever. This is the price that I can sell it for. This is what it's worth. Okay, so do that, then buy out.
By taking the guy's cloak or something and returning it the night.
Ah, there you go.
That was only for like short-term loans, or that's coming up later?
Okay. But if the Malvin tells him, listen, I prefer having cash. I don't want your coffee and your Q-tips or whatever you're selling. Yeah, I want money. I'm willing to wait. So fine, the lover can't force him to take his coffee beans. Yeah, you tell him you want your money today. I have it in coffee beans. You want to wait? I'll give you. Maybe next month I'll have money cash. Right now I don't have cash. This is what I have. You want? Take. You don't want? Wait, whatever you want. You can't force him to take. Or land. Take this piece of land instead. No, I don't want this piece of land. I want to do a piece of land. I want to. Okay. Malave shetavar et chovo v'yishiv lo alove she'en lo kesef. The malave that went and demanded his money. And the loive told him, I don't have any money. And amarve chayav la'amin lo. The malave doesn't have to believe him. And he, rashai, he has permission to go and demand his money again. To go to Beis Din. Until the guy can prove in Beis Din that he really is not able to pay. Okay? And also the Beis Din could just say, how much could you pay a week? 100 shekels a week? Yofi. So let's make an agreement. You'll pay 100 shekels a week, whatever. Yeah, the Beis Din could do that. ידוע למלווה בוודאות שאין אלוהי וכל אפשרות לפעול את חובו אסור לטוב או if the malve knows for sure, if you know for sure, for sure that the loive has no way to pay your money, he's very poor, אסור to go and ask them to sue him and to ask the money for like it says שנאמר לא תהיה לו כנושה זה פסוק, זה תורה. Lo yelo ke noshe? I don't know. In English, how to say that. Don't beat him like a noshe. Noshe is someone who will come and demand the money in any case. He'll beat you up if he needs to take the money from you. A confiscator. What's the quality? Someone said here? He's the guy who goes and collects. There's some people work at this. They go and collect bills from people.
Yeah.
Bill collector, repossessor.
Asu, they'll like that. Unless
only if you know
the person, yeah, he's able to pay. He prefers buying a yacht and going in a private airplane and paying his debts. Then obviously you can demand your money. Umead and the Malve, also if he knows a situation like that, he should make an effort not to be next to this person. Loive, near the Loive. Why? Because every time Loive will see him, Loive will feel in his heart. So, if you're not sure if the guy can pay or not, you don't know the situation, you'll add it to men.
Somebody money, a large sum. He was like, oh, I'll pay you back a year, I'm making Aliyah, you know, I'll get the money, I'll get money from here. Okay, he signed it, had the guarantor from the loan. The time came, I gave him a little bit of leeway in case he'd contact me. We are calling him, emailing him, messaging him, and no response, not even like, oh, I'm sorry, been busy, nothing. So I'm like, okay, maybe I kept getting him the benefit of the doubt after 2 years. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you know, it's a large sum of money, I need the money. So I had to cash in from the rabbis who aren't getting paid. Like, but I was like, what can I do? Like, you signed it, the guy's not answering his phone, he's not answering his emails, he avoids me, and he has the money. So I'm like, I'm sorry, I gotta collect this. So I felt bad, but like, what am I supposed to do?
100%. They signed it. Anyone who signs the guarantee, he knows that he's taking it upon himself as if he took the loan.
And that's why I kept postponing it, because I felt bad for the rabbis who signed for it, because they weren't getting, you know, they're not
they
getting
get, if they want, they go and sue him.
Yeah.
You gave them the shtal?
No, I still have it.
You still have the shtal?
I paid on it.
You said, go take the money again.
No. I know I got paid. I got to collect.
100%. He did 100%. No, nothing here. No hard feelings. What else is he supposed to do? But we know it's something which is a suh. You can't go and confiscate his car, take his bike, I don't know what, and say, no, until you pay me, it's by me. That's still the right to do that. Okay. Well, all you can do is take him to Beis Din. Okay. But the Shliach Beis Din, if you went to Beis Din, the Beis Din says he's not paying, they are allowed to send their people to break down his apartment, take whatever worth it is, like the state does here in the country.
Right.
Okay? Here they don't give power to Beis Din, but halachically Beis Din is allowed to do that. Send the Shliach Beis Din, break down that door, and take whatever they want from there, worth, stuff which are worth, and so, pay it. If someone comes to his friend, I know for sure you gave me money. For sure I gave you money as a loan. And he says, hey, I remember somebody, but I'm not so sure exactly. What happened then? You're not sure? Right, and he has to pay. But if the lender says, I for sure I gave you money, and the borrower says, no way, never lend me money. What are you talking about? Never happened. So then he's patur. It's called koifer bakoil. But to okay, if someone he went bankrupt and so he spoke with the people that he owes the money, right? He has a business or whatever, and he owes the people that he owes the money. Listen, I can give you this and this amount, you know, help me out here, and this, you know, it's, what can I do with my situation? At least you'll take something, I can't pay you more than this. And they agreed, and they said, okay, fine, we're moichel on the rest, we're forgiving on the rest. And then a year later, he gets back on his feet, and his business starts going again. They can't come demanding the money. But it's always that the person himself will go and pay up his the debt, even though he's not chayav. Okay. And the paying a debt of a loan, paying a loan, is in every place. Okay, you can't say, come, no, I want to pay you only where I took the loan. Mapitum, wherever you are, you pay the loan. I don't know what the Gemara says something like this. כן, הוצאות שמוציא אמר וכדי לגבות את חובו, כגון נסיעות, שכר שליח, אמר לדון כיוד, לגבות משיכת הכסף. במידה והסכימו מראש הכך, חייב עליו לשלם את זה. אמר שהיא חזרת שיק, חייב עליו להסתבר את זה. לחזר אותו.
And that that's also like same currency and stuff? Like if a guy's like, oh, I only have shekels, but you loaned him in dollars, can you demand that it's dollars?
We'll see soon, because it could be a problem. Here, he talks about it soon. It could be a problem with ribis also.
Right.
I took a loan from someone dollars, and he wrote that I want only dollars back.
Right.
I don't care whether it's up, down, I don't care. Give me dollars. It's good to write that down also. Or that, Lama Shana, you pay me back. I also did once, there was a loan like that. I don't know if I took it, I don't remember already, but the cologne, and we said over there, you pay me back in dollars or in shekels according to the dollar of that day that you pay me back. It's good to write everything out. Don't leave any gray areas in these situations. It's not good. Everyone should be clear. So, I said, right. Top. This is we'll start for now in halacha.